Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday: do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you've learned from working with this month's content focus. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, good morning. This is Anna calling from the monastery.
Well, hello.
Hello. The monastery where two deer came right up to the west porch this morning to nibble on the grass. So it's been a great morning.
Say that again, Anna.
It said the monastery where two deer came right up to the west porch this morning to nibble on the grass.
Mm.
It's been a great morning.
Mm. Gorgeous.
So when I was, I took on the encouragement to look at, well, let's look at the whole year-long retreat. And what I saw that I've learned wasn't kind of a what, like the particular content of an insight. It was a how. It was the how of training to see conditioned mind instead of seeing through it. And just really pausing to take in how much stronger that muscle has become through this year, through this training.
Mm-hmm. Which really argues for consistency, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Consistency and the power of just keep showing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we use an image like strengthening a muscle, that's so apt because, you know, if I do an exercise once a month, if I do an exercise once a week, you know, once a week is better than once a month, but it's never going to take me where I really want to go.
Right, right. It's a constant devotion experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I was recording about it, it was like life seemed to do one last run through of, you know, that day, that exercise where it's the karmic conversation holds the answer. It's just talking about what's not so, right? It seemed to do that assignment like with the whole process of the karmic conversation. So what I've been noticing is that, so say awareness registers or attention is on that karmic conversation and there's a getting identified with it, right? I feel like it's me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about, and the me that it's talking about is me, right?
I'm talking about me.
Yeah, this is me talking about me. And then, like, catching on to the way that conditioned mind attempts to pull attention back to looking at it, looking to it instead of looking at it. So it will be something like, oh, like, I'm in something that I have to get out of, right? I have to do something to get out of it. And what I saw was the illusion that I have to get out of something reinforces the illusion that there's something real that I'm in instead of ego voices in the head, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the karmic conversation is talking about getting out of something. I've got to get out of something. I've got to do something to get out of it. And it's the pointing to the opposite that's so, which is there is nothing to get out of. It's just relaxing back into awareness.
Because the conversation establishes the problem.
Yes. Yes.
And the conversation maintains the problem.
Yes.
And when the conversation drops, there is no problem because you were never in anything in the first place except that conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then
nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Just being.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just
watching the lovely creatures.
Watching the lovely creatures. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And so just deep bows all around to everyone for everything. It's been so phenomenal with you.
Yeah. And it really is cumulative, isn't it? I mean, we can't, and that's why, you know, so as you well know, we're getting ready to go on retreat. And the kind of thing that conditioning sets up for people is, okay, I'll go on the retreat. So I go on the retreat and I have a great time, let's face it. I have a great time. I see a ton of stuff. I just, mm-hmm. it's, and then it's like, all right, now I need a break. Because, mm-hmm. I'm all tuned up, right? Yeah. So now I could just cruise for a little while. Mm-hmm. And there goes all of the momentum. Mm-hmm. There's all that muscle building that we've been doing.
Yes.
You know, that muscle atrophies.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I get told that, you know, all the things that we get told. So just to realize that's one of the big things we've seen with the year-long retreat, mm-hmm. is that if we stay with it,
yeah.
Throughout, now, not perfectly, there are a lot of people who, you know, just aren't able or whatever happens and just can't. Or don't stay with it day after day after day after day. But to the best of our ability, we do. And if we do, then we are in a completely different place at the end, and we realize, I want to continue this. I want to keep this up.
Right, right. And yeah. I was just saying, as you said that even, like, if we can't make a live show, like, one day, then, like, coming back and listening to the recording is the training in staying with it.
Yes.
As well.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 All right. Well,
all
thank
right.
you so
well,
much.
Thank you.
See you
thank
soon.
Thank you so much. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Anna. I just love that the subtlety of the awareness that we start to be able to tune into, and that notion that if the identification is at the ultimate level can actually be, I need to get out of what I am in, which keeps the illusion in place.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the only thing that I'm in.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's so perfect, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's that thing that we talk about often, that ego is always telling us exactly what's going on.
Yes.
We just think it means something different.
Yes.
We're looking for something other than the obvious thing that it's saying to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from sunny Athens, Georgia.
Whoa, sunny Athens, Georgia.
Woo. Yes. Right. Really beautiful. It's chilly, but beautiful today. So, one thing, so many things, I will just say a few. One, just the power of keeping a commitment, because my commitment is to be on live at least once a month, and several times I didn't get on live, but I just saw so much in just, you know, being there, and then just keep trying. And so, mm-hmm. And it motivated me, you know, okay, what would I, you know, kind of relook at the assignment and be looking at what I've been learning and seeing this month. So sticking to my commitment further inspired me to look at this month before calling in.
Uh-huh.
So that was good, helpful. And my commitment, which it really just evolved over the months, started out, the commitment was just be present every moment. And then mm-hmm. it evolved to a behavior change, which was be here with her, be here for her every moment possible, at least by recording and listening five times a day, you know, five times a day to just stop and mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. be here with her mm-hmm. and be here for her. And it's been just such a grounding and strengthening and loving process.
Yeah. And it just grows, doesn't it? So it,
yes.
So yeah, you're there doing that, and it evolves, it grows. And you're there doing that, and it evolves and grows. And you're there doing that, and it evolves and grows. And, you know, if we looked back, I mean, you've been practicing for a long time, and that's exactly how it's gone. Kind of guided to the next thing, saying yes, and participating in that, you grow, you change, you evolve.
Yeah. Yes.
And now it's gotten to a really subtle place.
Yes, and it's just been so amazing that things I used to be so scared about. I mean, I was looking at it just yesterday. I did something. Usually I would be really nervous about it, but by practicing this, just keep coming back, being here, you know, with her, being here for her, I'm finding, like, I did this thing I was normally scared about. Wasn't scared. It was just really fun and just happened real more naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. Just easy. Just easy.
Yeah.
Just what you're doing. Just what you want to do. No voices. Just you and her. Living life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even this morning, I found myself really angry about something that happened at work yesterday, and I was having trouble letting it go, and then I did my two-handed recording and listening practice, and I was just like, okay, I'm just going to be here. Be here with her. Right. Be here for her. And just, you know, was doing that. It's like, it's okay. It's okay if there's just this huge anger. We're just going to talk about it. You know, it just did my little practice. And it just, like snap of fingers, it just went away.
Yes. Yes. And what you can see in that is that dwelling on it, the conversation, you know, the go back, replay it, the thing that conditioned mind wants to do, that doesn't take care of her. That doesn't make her feel better, right? And so you do those practices that bring you right back to the human being and caring for the human being. What does the human being want? To be here, not to be off in a story of what happened and be angry and upset, and that doesn't compare favorably with being here in loving kindness.
No, not at all. And just to see that it's with this. Being here for her and being here with her, it makes anything safe, and it makes everything safe. I can have this little anger, and we have a way to be with it, and so I can experience have any kind of experience. And
anything.
It's safe.
That's right. And just before I let you go, that's the thing. You can have any experience. What you don't have is ego grabbing onto it and turning it into something that will torture you for days or weeks or months or the rest of your life if it can, right? So she can feel anything, right? She can have the entire range of human experience. She can have that, and then it passes.
Quickly. If I'm
quickly, yeah, exactly. Quickly. And you're right back here with her in loving kindness. Yeah,
yes.
And enjoyment. That's wonderful.
Yes.
And the sun is shining. Yay.
Yes.
Thank you,
Tony. Both so much for this whole year. Thank you.
What a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Sherry. I mean, that's simply it, right? That being here for the human being, with the human being, is the recipe for living a non-suffering life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we could even say a happy life, an appreciative, enjoying life. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the sun is shining in a lot of places today. It will be shining in a lot of places around the world today. How many people are that happy about the sunshine? Only people who are here.
And Yes, and what I was looking at with that in the formula of the training, right? In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself, is recognizing the process of being taken over by attention on conditioned mind, and doing the work that allows us to actually get out of that and be here, and to do it over and over and over again, and watch ourselves transform in that process. I mean, it's the most exquisite experience, because our experience of life, of being here, changes. But we have to do it.
And so what I've seen when you were laying that out is, we were talking about muscles, and I was saying, you know, if you're doing an exercise and you're strengthening your muscles, blah, 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 blah. There's often a period of time in that it's not really all that enjoyable, okay?
Yes.
But with awareness, the whole thing is enjoyable. Now, ego never is, right? And ego is what we stumble over. But the process of being present is always enjoyable, regardless of what we're present to.
Yes. And one of the things I was looking at when you were saying that is, to do something, whatever it is, we were talking about sitting meditation yesterday, or the two-handed recording exercise, or whatever commitment that you keep, that the process of keeping the commitment, somehow the other, is huge in the transformation of increasing clarity outside of keeping the commitment.
Yes.
And
yes,
we give that up because it's unpleasant. Ego has resistance to it for a period of time. I'm saying is, there's no direct correlation. We're not sitting in order to get clear, right? But the fact that we sit does get us to clarity by a process that's mysterious.
Yes. Yeah. So I think Celia was talking about last night on open air, right? So no matter what the sitting practice is like, the results of that, or the things, the transformation that we can see that go along with that, we are getting clearer. We're more present. We're happier. We're all of those things. And it, conditioned mind says, but that's not possible, because sitting in meditation is miserable. How can being miserable? Well, because it's that we are present to the misery teaches us to be present to the rest of life.
Exactly. Yeah. It's teaching us to be present, period.
Yes.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Beth in Mountain View.
Hello, Beth.
Hello. I am calling in on this last day because I had a huge insight last night of how deep the separation karma runs, especially with practice.
Of course, especially with practice, right?
Yeah.
That's the most threatening place. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It was kind of like what I was looking at was in transcending some other karma, where I was saying no in karma-driven situations, the no got co-opted by ego to start applying it to practice. And it really took it away from the place of understanding how practice has my best interests at heart, like life does.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's what has I want
your,
to say yes
has
to.
Your heart. Best interest at heart.
That's a great way to say it. Yes. And it was like this, you know, and kind of ditto to everything that's being said, it's this place of not holding on to it, you know, not reminiscing about it, not trying to figure it out, not trying to do anything about it, but just in that instant clarity, all the separation that keeps getting reinforced by the story is gone. It's just what's left is belonging, which isn't necessarily belonging to something, but belonging.
Right. That it's not possible to be separate.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Separation is just an illusion. And I don't know if this, you know, if this is pertinent, but what occurred to me is, so if I say, no, I'm not going to use drugs, then, and I bet that's kind of the sort of thing that ego got hold of. Okay, so there are certain things to say no to.
Right.
And it would be possible to always say yes, because yes, I'm not using drugs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because otherwise, as soon as, no, well, I'm saying no to that, and I'm saying no to that, and I'm saying no to that, I'm saying no to that. And as you say, then ego goes, oh, no, okay, I have some things to say no to.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
you see how no can be a yes, and to be very careful to make sure your no's are yeses.
Exactly. And so I put myself in the queue going, I want to be here. I want to be here. So
yeah.
I, you know, will echo what other people have said, the deep gesho to everyone.
Yeah.
You, Ashwini, Sangha. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. Happy to be here. It's the place to be.
It is the place to be. Thank you both.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks, Beth. Sure, I'm going to try to get some more callers online. Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, this is very fortunate. This is Kim calling in from Vashon. Good morning.
Hello, Kim. Good morning.
Well, of course, a very huge thank you, and both happiness and sadness that this is our retreat coming to an end, and so much to look back on. When I did the practice of what did I learn, I started with what did I learn this month and then went to the entire year. And so many mantras, you know, from fitness, do more than you think you can and less than you think you should. urgency. This month was wonderful because it was all about urgency in practice and urgency with everything. Urgency is not my friend, and I was so excited. Very excited to be standing in the post office with a huge line of people and actually saying that to everybody, you know, urgency is not our friend right now, and getting some good chuckles from the group.
Good. Very good. And, you know, when you said that, Kim, I was looking at, so, you know, this is it for us right now. And so, again, ego could take that as a wide open door to, okay, time off, right? And so with what you're saying, it could be really fun and supportive of the human being to go back over some of the, so, you know, what do I want to look at now? And and pull out that month, right? And review some of those and bring it into the present. What do I want to work on now? And let life guide us through, you know, maybe a week of this and a week of that and a week of that, a week of that, or a particular day that is especially meaningful. The one about the answer is in the, however, and I said that, and to let life guide us in how to keep this really present and current and helpful for us.
Yes, and you know, the recordings help too, to go back through all the recordings that we made, you know, through the year, and I just found myself yesterday adding more and more, and I learned this, and it all, you know, it all dovetails together. It's a pyramid of presence, and you know, that builds upon itself. And so, thank you so much, Gosho, to everyone.
Thank you. To all of us. Yes. Yeah. And one more thing before I let you go. That you reminded me of, that one of my favorite things about the end of the year is listening to all the recordings from the year. I like to go through them and jot down the kind of the essential insights, at least what I see as essential insights right now, and then make a recording of all of that. Because it's a fun exercise. So, yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Go happy.
Thank you, Kim. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So,
all right.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, how exciting! How exciting! It's Ota from sunny Lima.
Hello, it's Ota.
You know what dropped in when I was listening to you saying about the recording of the year was like that I have a 16-hour flight ahead of me tomorrow, and I can do that.
Yes, you will. You will be helping the plane. You'll be so high, you'll be helping the plane along the flight.
I will keep it in the air. Fantastic.
That's right.
Oh, I'm so thankful. I was reviewing all the months, and I was really noticing that even if the point was not the content but the process, there are so many aspects of my life where the content actually changed. And I'm really, really thankful, especially
that's
with work and finance.
That's such a good point.
It's so weird because since some months have passed, I'm really seeing that I have these new behaviors now. So I'm really thankful, mm-hmm. even if that was not the point.
Right. Right. It's just a wonderful byproduct or side effect, isn't it? The content really does change. As the process changes, the content changes. Yeah. Which is part of that, what we were talking about with the, you sit on the cushion, and that's not necessarily an uplifting experience, and yet your life gets better and better and better, and people can't figure out how that happens. But that's it, right? The process is changing because we're committed to being there, to being here and staying regardless. And as that process evolves, the content of our lives changes as well as the process.
Yes. Yes. Now that you were saying that, I was thinking that it will be really important to keep it up until the next year starts. I'm hoping there will be something similar. I don't know, but I was seeing the importance of keeping it up because otherwise, who knows what can happen.
Yeah, we drift off. We do.
Yeah, exactly.
We do, and it's not a fault. It's just the way it is. If we don't keep it up, it's gonna fall away.
It's like with sports, that if one doesn't train, the muscle become weaker. Yeah, uh-huh. And it's just natural. Nobody's fault. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
You're right. Uh-huh. Yes, exactly. And as I'm fond of pointing out, every decade we need to train harder.
Oh yeah, this is
so the can. Right, the conventional wisdom is, well, I'm older now, I need to slow down, I want to rest more, not unless you really want to lose it all, you got to do more.
But does it apply, because I can see it applying to the body, but does it apply to practicing too?
Yes. Oh. Yes, absolutely. So if I know I can be present for I've been really training up, and I feel like I'm present for about an hour a day. Okay, well let's go for 2 hours. Why wouldn't we want to be present around the clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see the time is up. I'm so thankful for everything. I have no travels, okay?
Safe travels.
I have a fantastic retreat, and thank you for everything, and deep gassho to everyone.
Right, and gassho to you. See you in the new year.
See you in the new year. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, bye-bye.
Well, Sherry, I get to say this the last time till 2020. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
We are at the end of the show, and we don't have a formal assignment, but to keep practicing. I think that was sort of the theme of the show.
Yeah, and go happy.
And go happy, exactly.
Because the thing is, we're not going to go happy if we're not practicing.
Those two
go really nicely together.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. Deep gassho to you.
Thank you, Ashwini. Back at you.
And to everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.